right, we're back. Welcome back. We are in the exhaust mobile. Fucking booking it south. Just got done with a hunt with my buddy Ryan. I'm tired, but I'm doing this podcast because I'm a content creator. And I gotta get one out for you guys. You're just begging for it. Ugh. I actually didn't even want to do this, but I am getting kind of tired. I got about 45 minutes of a drive left, so why not? I don't know why I didn't want to do it. Probably because I have a fucking raging headache. From the fact that I can't, you know, I kick caffeine pretty much all, most of the spring and summer, for the most part. And then this time of year, I just get back on the fucking sodas. Ah, God, I can't fucking do it. Can't get rid of them. I don't know what it, you know what it's like? You know how hard it is to sit in a fucking antelope blind and listen to one podcast after another about fucking diet and being healthy whilst eating a fucking, an entire cooler filled with potato chips and fucking Rice Krispie bars and all sorts of horrible, horrible shit. Yeah. I don't know. I'm destroying my fucking body. Hunting season is so fucking hard on me. And I know. I'm just a fucking weak cunt. I am. I'm weak. Fucking truck. I gotta get this motherfucker fixed. These cocksucking fucking dick wagons better be ready to change this motherfucker this week. God damn it, this pisses me off. But yeah, I don't know. I've got a headache because I really didn't eat or drink anything all day today. Let me just take you back. Let me take you through the whole hunt. Why not? We got 40 minutes to kill. Let's fucking kill it. I should be elk hunting right now. I'm a fucking moron. Like, something about elk hunting, I want to go, but it doesn't suck me in like other things. Like, it's just, I was actually planning on going right now, but Ryan had a little lull in clients, and that's usually when I go. Mostly because now his fucking clientele is pretty much all goddamn Cafaro liquors. I don't know. I doubt he'll even listen to this episode. I don't care. I don't blame him. You know, ride the ride, brother. but anywho, so I just said, fuck it. I'm going to go hunt antelope and deer. That was the main thing. I didn't think I was going to get in there at all in October. And I wanted to kill an antelope for sure. Season ends at the end of October. You know, I could always go back and hunt mule deer in November at some point. November's pretty open. Well, I say that and then I'll hunt the whole fucking month. But you know me. I hate the fucking whitetail rut. I fucking hate it. Plus, I hate rifle season. So, all around, it's just kind of like, I'm kind of pushing some work that way. Like, we're busy till November. But anyway, so I ran over there. You know what the first thing I did? This is how fucking stupid I am. I get to about halfway there, Rapid City, and I realize that I have forgotten my boots. Yeah, let me let that fucking sink in a bit. I forgot my boots. What a fucking moron. Like, I wasn't even all the way there yet. I was about three quarters of the way there, and I was wearing my tennis shoes. I had everything else. I had socks. I had everything. But I put my fucking... Hang on a minute. Jesus Christ. Let me get up this fucking hill. Fuck off, truck. Every time I see motorcycles, I just fucking floor it past them. Ugh, fucking Harleys. They're looking at me like, what the fuck? At first, they think I'm another fucking bike coming up. But anyway, so I forget my boots. And I was in a hurry because I had to stop and get my tag. For some dumbass reason, I hadn't ordered it yet. You know, South Dakota's kind of fucking gay the way that they do their tags still. It's like the fucking 19th century. That, I don't know if that's even, whatever. It's fucking old school where you gotta order them and they send them to you in the mail. Or you have to go to a licensed dealer. You can't go to like Walmart and have them printed out. So you gotta be there from 9 to 5. So I couldn't really turn around and go get my boots. I was in no hurry, but I wasn't gonna make it. It was gonna be 4 o'clock by the time I got there, so I just said, fuck it, I'll just either buy some when I get to Rapid or I'll fucking borrow some from Ryan. I've given him some boots over the years. I gave him a pair of boots or two pairs of boots or something. So I knew he had some shit that would probably fit me. I just texted him and luckily he did. He's like, yeah, I got some shit you can wear. Don't worry about it. Save me $400 because I wouldn't want to buy shitty boots. I just bought backups for my good ones. Yep, that's me. I'm a moron. Got my tags, got my shit, ate a fucking greasy meal at Hoo Hot, and then fucking rolled. Got to camp kind of late. That was, I headed out on Wednesday, I think. Wednesday afternoon is when I left. Got there Wednesday night, bullshitted with Ryan and the guys, met his new guide, Joseph, and, good dude. And then, so the next morning we got up and, went deer hunting, since Ryan was going to be there. He was going to be gone that weekend, so he wanted to hunt deer that day, and it was only going to get hotter throughout the weekend, so we're like, fuck it, we'll just go deer hunting, and then we'll sit for goats. We never did get on a stock that day. We saw a shitload of deer. I will say Ryan's place is kind of my Graceland. It's unbelievable. It's just such a, you know, he's got so many acres and he just manages it so well. But anyway, the first morning we didn't find anything that was in a good spot to stalk, and spent the evening kind of glassing up deer. Saw a shitload of deer. Saw a big old whitetail and some decent mule deer. But again, nights aren't great. They're on their feet. They're moving. It's not a... There was nothing to get in front of, anyway. Next morning, Brian was heading out on Friday. So it was just me and Joseph. We went out. And our plan was to hunt muleys first thing. And then if we weren't on something by like 8-9 o'clock, we were gonna gather our shit, and he was gonna take me to one of the waterhole blinds. So that's what we did. We went in glass, never did find anything that was big enough. Oh god, I say that like I'm a fucking trophy hunter. We never did find anything in a good spot that was of the age class and whatever, you know. We didn't find what we were looking for. It was like 8:30. Actually, that morning we didn't see shit. We went to a different spot and saw a couple of little bucks and a few does. And we're like, fuck it, let's just go. So he went and dumped me off in the blind, sat there all day. It never got overly hot. It wasn't like crazy fucking, like, wasn't like normal antelope hunting. And I'll be honest, like, I was in a, he had this, like, big box blind that they had made out of, it's, you know, framed. It's like fucking an 8x8 room, you know, with carpet in it and windows. I mean, pretty fucking fancy. The only problem with it is it was set up on a water hole that was pretty, an actual water hole, not a tank. And it only had one window in each wall, in the middle of the walls. So you really couldn't see. It looked like the goats had been hitting. There was only two spots on the water where it wasn't like a kind of a drop off to the water. It was kind of level with, you know, just kind of a nice little beach for them to go down. So it was kind of hard to watch both sides of that. And then straight away from me was a big, was a hill, probably only like 60, 70 yards away. So if they come over the hill, they're fucking on you, right? I mean, right now. But that first day, all I saw, I had a young, pretty sure it was just a young buck, really small body. I passed him. Probably mostly because, well, no, I was planning on shooting at least a decent goat. You know, I'm pretty good at shooting rats. That's what I shot in Nebraska. That's what I shot with Ryan last year. You know, the first legal buck that walks in, I just fucking lace him because I can't handle it. Plus, I love fucking antelope meat. It's one of my favorites. So I let him go, but that was all we saw. Or that was all that was in there, that at least to the water. I was watching out the back of the blind. There was one really big buck, real tall, wide, and he had four does with him, and he was just fending off all these other bucks, from little rats to decent, you know, three or four decent bucks that I would shoot. But nothing come in that day. But I wasn't worried about it. The next 2 days were supposed to be the hottest days. Jesus Christ. You know what? Fuck this. I'm putting... good God. The quality of this podcast is fucking unmatched. So yeah, the next day I got in, that we decided the next couple days, I was like, fuck dude, I want to hunt deer so fucking bad, but I gotta kill a goat while I'm here. And there was a couple of cool ones in that area, in that pasture. It's like, screw it, I'm just going in. So he dumped me in there first thing in the morning, sat all fucking day, and that blind kept it from getting too god-awful hot in there. So, I mean, that, you know, it probably was like 75 degrees out. So it wasn't crazy hot. Maybe 78, pushing 80. But only a coyote watered, which made me nervous because he came in. Ryan actually sent me a fucking message. You know, when I was back, I said, did anything fucking hit any other waters? He said, well, just a coyote, or just that coyote or something. I was like, what coyote? I didn't even fucking see the cocksucker. But yeah, he had one on camera that I never even fucking saw come in. So anyway, which I wish I would have, because I would have shot that cocksucker. I heard him because it was, I heard something right there before dark, before I got picked up. And that's what the camera, that's what the camera showed. So yeah, the next day, same deal. I know this is riveting stuff. You want to hear about my food choices? Let's go over them. I'm telling you guys, if I'm not dead by the end of this fucking season, like, I've been And I'm not kidding you. Like, all I was listening to, and I know what you're thinking. Like, well, no wonder you ain't seeing shit. You can't fucking hear. You got your earbuds in. You're fucking living it up. I only put one in. And I don't know. I take it out. I always get a little nervous that maybe I'm going to miss something. Especially in that scenario where I can't see everything. If I could see everything, actually, that kind of stuff, or reading a book. But reading a book keeps your head down. Like, I know a lot of guys have missed antelope. They're just standing there and they don't have time to grab their bow. They're not ready. At least this way, I'm kind of paying attention. But anyway, so I'm listening to these podcasts. I'm getting real interested in the carnivore diet. I know I said that. I'm not going to do it. There's no way I can do it for longevity. I would never. It's not sustainable for me. I know I'll get messages. It's the greatest. Your inflammation will be fucking next to nothing. Your guts will feel great. I believe you. Like, I destroy my body with sugar and processed garbage all the time. You're preaching to the fucking choir. And when I'm home, like, if I didn't have this obsession with hunting and this obsession with fucking, and I just worked a normal job, and yeah, I would probably be I'd either be 450 fucking pounds and on my deathbed, or I'd be like a ripped motherfucker. Like, one or the two. Like, I'm a all in 110% to whatever I'm doing. If I'm eating garbage, I'm gonna do it fucking McDonald's plus a million. Like, I'm gonna fucking destroy that shit. If I'm working out and eating healthy and on some sort of a regimen, because if I'm not on a fucking schedule, I am fucked. Because one thing throws me off and I'm gone. But yeah, so I'm in the blind listening to these podcasts talking about, you know, I like the way that old Saladino fucking does it. You know, with the I like his theory. You know, meat, no vegetables, some fruit, some honey, some raw milk. You know, like shit that we probably, like, our ancestors ate. I'm sure that our ancestors ate some fucking shit out of the ground, too. Like, I probably would still eat a salad or something like that, but I'm not, like, or some asparagus. I don't know. It's probably, like, the worst thing you can have. I'm sure I'll get messages about that, too. Like, I have fans. Yeah, right, Jake. Fuck you. So I'm listening to this shit because it's interesting, and I want to do it. I will probably put in the effort that, like, late winter when we get back to a normal schedule. But Jesus Christ, that's a ways off. I might try to get jacked. But anyway, I'm listening to this shit, and I'm eating fucking, I'm not shitting you, that second day, it was just boredom eating, you know what I mean? Like, it was just terrible. I couldn't fucking stop myself. I had like 4 bags of fucking chips, you like the little ones, you know, the 150 calorie chip bags, but 4? I had at least 3. Had made myself 2 sandwiches. I ate the first one at like 9. had some cookies and a few Rice Krispie bars. I did have a nectarine, which is basically a hairless peach, if you don't know what a nectarine is, because I didn't think I liked nectarines, but apparently I do, because they're fucking just peaches with no fuzz. No shit, Jake. I've heard of a nectarine before. What the fuck's wrong with you? Jesus Christ. What do you think I am? Some kind of fucking Kansas City. Nah, easy now, Jake. Easy. God, that's not funny. Made me laugh, though. Because I'm a moron. All right, so I'm eating garbage, making myself feel bad because the fucking... I'm just flipping through Instagram. Looking at all the fucking big bulls and big bucks everybody's killing. Thinking, feeling like a real loser. I know I talked about this on the way up. Who gives a fuck? But it still bothers you. I mean, fucking human. And that bear hunt on with my... it's just been a little bit of a haul but since I've been able to fucking send one in through a fucking heart. Or lungs or whatever. You know, it's just been a while. Feels like it's been a while. It really hasn't been that long. Shot my fucking Nebraska antelope like... Fuck, what? 3 weeks ago? It's not that... God, calm the fuck down. Seemed like I'm... a psychopath. Anyway, so I'm sitting in there making myself feel bad. And nothing come in. except right at fucking dark. Well, it was a little earlier than dark. Joseph come in, maybe a shade early. But, I mean, they pick guys up, you know, before pitch dark, on the antelope line. I mean, how many antelope water right at dusk? Usually it's pretty rare, but there was 3 does that I didn't see coming. I seen them run across my window out there about 40 yards, and they were standing there looking back. And sure as shit, here comes old Joseph. I love you if you're out there, bro. I'm not blaming you. It was just does. I didn't give a shit. But anyway, I'm just telling the story. So that was that day. Pretty lively story I have going here for you. So the next day, which was Sunday, it's supposed to be pretty damn hot, like mid-80s, I think. Yeah, fuck it. It's game on. You know, I mean, there's a couple other waters that they could go to, but this is the one they've been hitting, and there's so many of them. They're rutting, and they spend the entire fucking day just back there. I'm like peeking through the crack in the window, and I can just see the one buck, and he's just, I mean, he would have been decoyable for sure. Is he just running like 500 yards, chase this little buck off, then he haul ass back, and then he chase this buck off. And I'm like, one of you motherfuckers is gonna get heat exhaustion out there. Why don't you come get a fucking drink? Like, Jesus. So I knew it was only a matter of time. So, same deal, setting that blind. About 11 o'clock in the morning. I'm just sitting there and I just look up and here's a buck coming. Like, he's there. He's almost to the water. He's probably 40 yards away and he's coming. I'm like, oh shit. You know, I set my phone down. I have my bow right there. So I grab it real slow and he comes in real kind of nervous. The cocksucker gets on the far side of the water where there's kind of a little like foot drop off straight down to the water, and he like is facing me, which they do that a lot. You know, it's like they know someone might be in there, and he's got his legs in the water and he's just drinking, no shot. Just, I mean, I fucking shoot him in the spine, I guess. So he goes from that to, he comes out and he just starts walking up the trail away from me. And he gets to about 25, and I don't know if he's actually stopped or if he just slowed down, but I drew back and sent one right over his back. Just fucking, I don't know. I mean, you know, I could be a fucking royal douche, instafluencer, douchefluencer, and say that he ducked it, which he might have ducked a little bit, but I just shot high. And he took off running. Well, when he took off running, I looked out the window to my left, and there's a buck and a doe standing probably like, I don't know, maybe 80 yards away, looking at the water, looking at him. They were coming too. I was like, God, you gotta be shitting me. Well, that buck and doe, they weren't like spooked, but they didn't, like, she was like, nah, I'm not going to that water. So she kind of wandered off, and he chased her, and they left. And I fucking got out and did the old walk of shame, because I wanted to get my arrow. It was stuck in the ground with a lighted nock, you know, like, whatever, fucking 15 yards from the water hole, right in their fucking trail. Like, all right. So I ran and got that, got back in the blind. I was kind of beating myself up. I mean, he was a decent buck, just, you know, nothing crazy, but a decent buck. So, I'm in the blind, kind of beating myself up. Now I look out again, and that same doe and buck are now back in the field, and they're coming. I'm like, oh, good. Well, they come to like 50, 60 yards to my left, and then they just hang out there for like an hour. I don't know. She bedded. He stood over like he was like trying to show her his dick. Like, hey, look. See, look at this. You know, typical male behavior. Show me your wiener. What's that fucking, oh God, what is Jonah Hill in that one movie? And then, just like antelope do, she got up and just, and I know that's what she was coming for. She wanted to go water, and I didn't spook her. You know, they were just, I don't know if they were nervous because they saw that other buck run off or what. She just turned and walked fucking back down the road, down this little road, two-track road, and over the hill. And I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. So I'm sitting there a little longer, peeking out the back. I can see some antelope way off in the distance. And I probably sat there maybe another hour. And I look out, and here they come again. Same buck, same doe. It's like, what in the hell? So, this time, I can tell they're coming. Like, you can always tell, like, the times before, I didn't have that just, oh, fuck, here they come. So, I got my bow ready, and I could tell they were coming to the left side of the water. So, I had to get, that was going to be the hardest shot of the whole thing, because I had to get in the far right corner, and the blind was set up close enough to the blind, or to the water, which I like. But it was, you know, perpendicular with it. So I had to shoot through the window crosswise, if that makes any fucking sense. And I'm right in the far corner. So she comes up, goes right to the water, starts drinking. I can't see him. And she drinks for a little bit, and then she steps away, and she's kind of looking. And I don't know if she could smell me or if she had just... She wasn't, like, nervous, but she kind of seemed a little nervous. I think, fuck, she's going to blow out here and he's going to follow her. And about that time, he stepped right up, went right down to the water. And old Big Daddy fucking came to full draw. I had to fucking check my limbs so I didn't hit the side of the blind. Because it wasn't a pop-up blind. I was going to wreck my bow if I hit that motherfucker. And I was going to miss. Drew back. Fucking... He was probably... I don't know. 18 yards, I think, is what I had ranged that at. Somewhere around there. 18 to 20. Somewhere in that neck of the woods. And fucking dropped that string and watched that arrow. Just... It, like, right behind the shoulder, low. I mean, as soon as I hit him, I was like, oh, it's either a fucking... That's a hard shot. That's gotta be. And he jumped up and ran through the water, which is fucking cool when they do that. Had the arrow sticking out both sides of him. And and he made a big circle around me right behind the blind. I looked out the crack and I just watched him tip over right there about 60 yards away, just deader than fuck. It was awesome. I'm not gonna lie to you, that was fucking sweet. I love when you can text an outfit or a guide or a whatever and be like, he's dead. You know what I mean? Like, not, hey, I shot one. Come and help me blood trail this motherfucker. Like, he's dead. I can see him. He's done. And I know guides appreciate that as well. So that was the antelope hunt. That was the antelope extravaganza. We took care of him that day. That was Sunday. Like I said, Ryan was headed back from his cowboying that he was doing that weekend. And I had a few more days. I told him, I was like, well, I had to get out of there because there was some fucking Snyder Liquors coming. And, you know, I don't want to get beat up. You know what I mean? I don't want to be put in the lab and got fucking beat to fuck. Oh, I'm such an idiot. You got to deal with me. It's like 9:30. I'm tired. But they weren't coming till midweek this week. Like, all right. And I've been friends with Ryan for a long time. There's no drama there. Like, we just leave it alone. Like, whatever. I'm glad he's got clients or whatever. He doesn't need any influencer selling hunts for him. The motherfucker has the he's got it. And and he always has a good clientele. I mean, fuck, if you're not on the list, you probably ain't gonna get to hunt. At least deer. Antelope is different, but maybe I shouldn't be speaking for him. Sorry, Ryan. I know you're not listening. Anyway, so I had 2 days before the Liquors came, the leg humpers, and I was like, ah, fuck. Let's chase some deer for a few days. I'm probably gonna go home, you know, Tuesday night. We'll hunt Monday morning, Monday night, Tuesday morning, and then I'll head home after that, get out of the way for you guys. And I gotta get home. My daughter is fucking tearing me up. She's so I don't know. I mean, she has a little harder time when dad's gone, you know. She's a daddy's girl, and that sucks. I mean, it sucks, but you can't not live your life, you know. I know I'm tangenting, but I'm just so excited because I'm getting to go home just a little bit early. But it does, it kind of tears me up too, because I've got another hunt in like 6 days I'm headed on. And then one that follows that one. But it is fall, and that's, you know, I've been home playing daddy daycare for the last 6 months or whatever. So that's, yeah, I earned it. I earned my hunt. But it doesn't make it any easier when your daughter's upset because you're gone and she misses you. It's fucking hard. Your wife texts you and says, Lex had a rough night. She was crying. She cried herself to sleep because she misses you. And I know it. There's going to be some cunts out there like, why don't you stay home and be a fucking dad? You fucking cunt. I am a fucking dad. Like, that's the whole purpose of Earn Your Hunt. You cannot give up your life. Like, this is the life that I've fucking worked to produce. And when I'm home, I'm fucking home. Like, I've got it to the point where I don't work nights anymore. I'm normally the guy that takes my kids to school. When I'm at home, that's me. I take my kids to school. I usually pick them up. You know, we do fun things. We go do mini vacations. Why am I fucking even trying to like, make excuses to you guys, or not excuses, but why am I fucking defending myself to a bunch of faggots? Sorry. I didn't mean it. Don't cancel me. All right. I'm sorry. I've been getting kind of, when you're in hunting camp with your buddies, you start using foul language to make them laugh. So I'm still on that wavelength, but all right. So I know I've tangent, but let's get back to the deer hunting. All right. So Ryan comes back. We go out. Actually, we went out Sunday night and glassed. Like I said, evenings are... It's one of them deals where they have to do the exact right thing to where you can get in front of them or do something, get in a really bad spot feeding, and you can fucking bust your ass, get in there. It's rare. So nothing really happened. We saw a few decent bucks over on the neighbors. But this morning we got up and we all went. It was me, Ryan, Joseph, and Ryan's hired man. He wanted to come too, so we're like, fuck it, let's go. We're gonna go glass the fuck out of this ranch. And we dropped those two off in different spots. They got up high and we're glassing. We ran around and glassed a few spots. And to be honest, it was the fucking worst morning I'd ever seen up there. We didn't even see a deer till like 9 or some 8:30. It was probably like 8:30. I mean, we bumped into some bucks. We were driving the side by side, and we just happened to bump into some bucks, pushed them over the hill. But then after that, it became a fucking real badass deal. We ended up finding a buck. We saw some bucks go into some brush. And, one of them stayed dead. Like, there was these fingers, these big fingers that come up. And then it came up, and there was just this big pile of buck brush. For whatever reason, it was the four bucks that we bumped in the side by side. Three of them bedded up in the top brush, and one of them bedded down low. And I'm telling you right now, there was out of the four, there's only one that I wouldn't shoot. There was one that was just a fucking forked horn, and not that I'm above shooting forked horns, but Ryan's place is so fucking good, and I live close enough where I can come back, and, you know, we're buds, so we work shit out, you know. I just kind of work around his clients. So anyway, we sneak in and find one of the bucks bedded alongside this big buck brush, and I sneak ahead of Ryan, and he's, you know, back there glassing him. And I get to this little spot where he told me he thought that if I got to that spot, I could probably shoot one of them. Well, I get there and I put my glass up and fucking see this goddamn caribou. Like, it was actually a buck we saw on the first morning. And he was just like this big... He, like, went almost straight up, and he had, like, three points on the top. They were all palmated and heavy, and the first time I saw him, I just thought, you know, first time I saw him, actually, I went, oh, fuck, and then he kind of turned. I'm like, well, maybe he's not that good, and anyway, that day he didn't bed in a good spot. He bedded in a fucking, right in the middle of the wide-ass open. But I see this buck and I'm like, holy shit, that's a fucking amazing buck. I just see his tops and it just looks like it literally looked like the top of a fucking caribou. Just real palmated and just fucking cool looking. Like, oh, and all in velvet. I was like, oh, still in velvet, that's badass. So I'm sitting in this little crotch or this little spot, and this stupid fucking Forkadorn comes around the corner, and he walks literally to like 4 yards, 4 or 5 yards from me. He's on the other side of the brush. I'm kneeling as deep as I can, just right in the sun, just hot as fuck. And he's nibbling on branches, and then he lays down. He literally lays down. And I had a shot at him. Like, there was a hole right to his fucking chest. If it had been any of those other bucks, like, why is it always got to be this little, the little dick? You know what I mean? Like, why? What is the deal? Well, anyway, he beds down there, and I'll be honest, my fucking leg was cramping, and my foot, like, cramped up. And I, as slowly as I could, I tried to fucking move my foot. And he caught a little movement or sound or something. I mean, Jesus Christ, he was only fucking... I could have speared the cocksucker. He was right on the other side of the brush. Well, he stood up. And that was it. That was... The gig was up. He busted out of there and took his buddies with him. They didn't know what... They didn't smell me or nothing. They... It wasn't like they boogied too hard. But, so we had our backup plan. He was down in the brush. So we just walked around, got the wind in our favor, and snuck in there and found the top of his rack. He was bedded under this little bush. Oh, there's a coyote. Oh, makes me want to go shoot some. So anyway, we... Now, this motherfucker, you know, his rack is only like, he's probably like 10 yards away from us. But I can't shoot him. He's bedded. You know, I can just see the top of his rack. But we can tell he's going to get up. Like, he's panting. And the sun's kind of coming around. He's going to be, he's kind of in the sun. All right, he's going to get up. So probably like 45 minutes later, he gets up. And he literally does everything perfectly. He walks over, but I'm above him. And on the skyline, so I'm like hunched over as deep as I can. And he comes over and he's broadside. I just see the top of his rack and I can see his head and he's just nibbling branches, but his eye is straight towards me. And he's probably, I don't know, 6-7 yards away. I can kill him. He's not a giant, but he's a good deer. Like he's an old enough deer, 4 or 5 years old, like a heavier 3, not super wide. I'm not a trophy hunter. I just shot the fuck out of this deer. If he would have just looked the other way for 5 seconds, I'm actually really glad he didn't. But if he'd have looked the other way for, all I needed was 2 seconds. But if I would have raised up at all to shoot, he was gonna leave. And he just turns around and goes right back to where he was bedded and gets on the other side of that bush. So we sneak around, get on this other side above him, and we can see his rack. And he's seriously like 5-6 yards away. We are fucking in this guy's wheelhouse. Right above him. All we can see is his rack through the brush. And we're trying to get him up. Ryan's throwing rocks down into the draw. This fucker has no problems. Just fucking laying there. So... I'm like, the wind is kind of starting to swirl. I'm like, it's getting squirrely enough. So Ryan decides he's going to run, go out and around and get up on the ridge above him and just kind of let him see him. Hope he gets up slow and gives me a shot before he boils out. So he goes around, gets up there. He's standing on the ridge. I mean, fucking Ryan's only 120 yards from me. And this buck just not a movement. He was watching him, but he was just laying steady. It's like, God damn. Well, so Ryan leaves. I don't know where he went. He was gone for quite a while. He just went on a walkabout. And this buck gets up again. I'm ready to shoot him. He's facing my way. If he walks, takes 3 steps out of the brush, he's dead. This time I'm pretty covered where I'm at. And he turns completely around and goes right back to the other side of the bush. Ugh, this buck's pissing me off. So I get on the other side. I see Ryan coming back. He's behind me. And he's the side-by-side's right behind him. And I literally just motioned to him, like, drive around. Because I think, I'm like, maybe this fucker will get up if he sees the truck. Or the side-by-side. So Ryan takes the fucking side-by-side around. And this buck, it's so crazy because it's the opposite of what normally happens. This buck, as soon as Ryan fires up, you can barely hear it. He perks up. He did not like that sound. And then he drove it around. And it, I mean, as soon as he got up on the hill, that cocksucker jumped up and ran by me at like fucking 5 yards. I could have shot him. But I just did not want to wound him. And he wasn't a giant. Not that I would want to wound him. Giant either, but I'm just saying, like, there was something, and I'm so fucking glad I didn't try to shoot him, because that first buck I killed up here was kind of that way, and I ended up wounding him. We ended up having to look for him for a few days. It sucked. So I just wasn't going to do that again, and, but I wasn't that disappointed. I was like, we got time, and I really wanted a better buck. I was actually kind of stuck on that caribou buck after seeing him. And he had one other buddy that was with him that was pretty damn good. So, anyway, as soon as Ryan got over to me, he's like, that's actually a good thing. I found a buck, a bigger buck, and he's in a better spot. I'm like, sweet, let's go. You know, it's like noon or whatever. I don't know what time it was. So we drive over, and he's telling me the story how he found this buck while he was out walking around, how the big one walked right in, like, 8 yards away from him, stood broadside for, you know, 15 seconds. I'm like, what the, why does that shit always happen, you know? The guy that doesn't have the bow just fucking, that kind of shit happens. Well, it turns out it was the ones that we had bumped before. He found them again. He found the old caribou buck with the other, the big 4x4 and the little dinker. Well, he spooked the little dinker in the 4x4, because the 4x4 is the one that walked out on him. But they didn't take the caribou buck with him, and he knew right where he was bedded. And it was just this little tiny finger had a big tall pile of buck brush in it. He's like, he's bedded right in that buck brush. So we make this stock, we go down, we go across this fucking draw that's got all these fucking cockabirds or whatever the fuck they are. It's super loud. Like, we're inching along and still being louder than we'd like. But the wind's blowing, so, you know, whatever. We never see any other deer. We never jump anything. We get above where this buck brush is, and Ryan's like, you just sneak in there and fucking see if you can, you know, glass him up. So I sneak, and I'm looking back at him, like, because I don't know where this fucking, like, it's always a little bit unnerving when you, like, when you see a buck bed, like, you kind of have an idea what that brush looks like and maybe where he's at, even if he's moved. But I had no clue, so I'm like, should I go farther? Should I just sit here and fucking, you know, wait for him to get up and hope he just wanders out? You know, I don't want to bump this cocksucker. I'm literally up against the buck brush that he's in. But I'm just easing along, and I just happen to catch a tine right in front of me. I mean, fucking right in front of me. And I kneel down, get low, fucking get on my knees, and I'm looking with my glass. I mean, this son of a bitch, I can't even believe it. Like, within the morning, I was within under 7 yards of 3 bucks, two of which were shooters. If you go to Ryan's, don't expect that. It's not always going to happen. I'm not saying I'm a master stalker. Ryan is. Ryan's a fucking... he is a fucking a giant. Like, he's like 9 feet tall. And he fucking is so sneaky. I don't know how he does it, but... we sneak in on the... you know, and actually, Ryan's... well, like I said, he stayed back. So I see this buck. I'm down. All I can see is his tine. His... fucking one tine. And I sat there right in the fucking tons of poison ivy. I'm just sitting in it. Which I've never had any bad reactions to poison ivy, so we'll see how it goes. I did take a shower, but anyway, I'm just sitting there and I'm watching his tine. And if you know what I'm talking, have you ever looked at brush or grass or anything like that for a long time, like super close, like 10 yards, and tried to walk, just look past it at one thing? Oh, fuck, my eyes still hurt from doing that. So I'm like looking up at the horizon, I'm like looking back. Finally, 2 hours go by, I'm sitting directly in the sun. Like, the whole time, like, please just stand up. Like, get your fucking ass up. Well, I had made some decisions on how I was going to shoot this buck. I was like, he's close. But he's close enough where if he walks out, he's going to see me if he turns my way at all. Like, I'm up against the brush, but we are close. And so I had decided I was going to shoot this buck anyway except for the old Texas hard shot. The only way I wasn't going to shoot him is right up the pooper. That's I would have done it with a compound. I know that maybe that's unethical, I don't know, but at 7 fucking yards, I can send one out his chest that way. There's no fucking way I'm not killing that deer. If you're not a killer, just quit listening to me. I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm not proclaiming to be one. It's just, this podcast isn't for you. I guess I don't know why I'm fucking, again, defending myself, thinking someone's gonna bitch about it. I'm sure someone will, but anyway, that was the only shot that I had made it to, you know, hard quartering two. I'm just gonna fucking shove it in his chest. You know, I've got this figured out. Like, I feel good about my shot. I'm going to fucking kill this deer. So anyway, finally, this cocksucker stands up. And what is he doing? His ass end is directly to me. I don't know how I could never see it in the brush. He's only fucking 6 yards away. His ass is right there. And I thought about it for a fucking second. I was like, if this fucker turns and gets out where I can shoot him, there's a good chance he's gonna see me, unless he's quartering away feeding. Like, well, that's almost what happened. He turned his head to the side, but he didn't really turn his body. And then he started nibbling on some branches. I'm like, oh, I want this deer so bad. But I had no shot. I'm like trying to melt into the fucking brush. And finally, he turns his body just barely. He's quartering hard away. And at one point, he has his head down, and I can see his eyeball. And at one point, he stops feeding for a second. I think he sees me. I'm like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. But he must not have. And I was sitting still, and I was kind of down in the buck brush, and the wind was blowing it around a little bit. So I don't think he really... He went back to feeding. I'm like, as soon as that son of a bitch turns his head, I'm shooting him. And he fucking lifted his head and turned it to his left. And I drew back, and I looked right at the end of his hip. Right at the end of his hip. And I fucking buried that fucking arrow. All the way to the fucking, almost to the far shoulder. In him. And he trots up the hill. Like, I lost sight of him almost immediately. He goes out and around the brush. So I'm like about to run that way, kind of follow him. And I actually, Ryan was probably like 50 yards behind me, and he's like I just look back at him and he's pointing up the other way. So I run back around the hill or around the buck brush, and that buck's standing there all hunched up. He's fucked. Like, he's standing broadside, but I mean, he's going to take a little bit to die. Like, there's no question. I've certainly got gut, liver, and one lung. But he, I mean, he's dead on his feet, but he's going to take a little bit to die. And broadside shot, probably like, I don't know, 20, 25 yards, fucking send one through his ribs. He runs over and just fucking down. I'm not shitting. It was probably the most jacked about a hunt that I've been in a really long time. My caribou this year was pretty close, but I wanted that deer so bad. Like, I had a 2-hour conversation with myself about not fucking it up and enduring the fucking pain and the heat and the fucking muscle spasms in my legs and, you know, all the bullshit that you put up with while you're fucking sitting on a deer in the sun. You know, you just gotta... I told myself I was gonna kill that fucking deer no matter what. Like, I'm going to kill that deer. And, it fucking worked out. But, yeah, I can't say enough about Ryan's place. Again, he's a friend of mine. But, even if we weren't, like, close friends, I would hunt there. Like, it's a special place. They got a lot of land. They do it right. Not that this is a fucking advertisement for him. I don't get free hunts. You know, I pay for my hunts. That's his fucking job. You know, if he has me do some wiring, he's gonna pay me. So, anyway, I am about home. I have to take a shit really bad. I'm about out of time here because this podcast app only lets me record 1 hour at a time. So, you know, I'm just going to end the podcast there. That's the podcast this week for you folks. Thanks for tuning in, you fucking queers. I'm really going after the fucking gay people today. I don't know what it is. Sorry for you gay hunters out there listening to me. Probably not many of you. But I just lost you. I'm good at losing followers. You know this. All right. Well, that's the podcast. Get your fucking asses back to work. I'll talk to you next week.